The media is telling us that the Mandalorian Grogu box office numbers are going up. It's pre-ticket sales. But don't get too excited just yet. For what if I told you that the Lucasfilm marketing team is revving up? And the Kathleen Kennedy hire still at the house OG George built? Well, they're determined to go as woke as you can possibly imagine. It's a great day. It's a wonderful day. Folks, thanks for coming back our way right here on the Pro Show, Pro Channel, where we continue to give you the news ahead of schedule. And by the way, give you the news that the lamestream drive-by going extinct dinosaur media dares not show to your eyes. Folks, click the like button and please know we are on the countdown until Pro goes live on camera for the first time in the new studio. That'll be coming out the last week of May. Be ready. All right, The Mandalorian needs to be ready. They're going to premiere the movie just before I go live on camera. And their marketing is revving up, but it is so woke, it is so cringe, you can't believe it. We've got the videos. TGV Cinema sharing this one. The Force is strong, but the love for The Mandalorian Grogu is stronger. Here you go, folks. Let's dive in and see how this is going for Lucasfilm. Again, this is one of their promos. Here we go.
It exceeded my expectations, even though it was just the first 25 minutes.
We are one of the first few Malaysians that get to see it.
And all we have to say is, IMAX, this is the way.
It's so cute and it's so funny.
Yeah, that's going to go well for Star Wars. You know what you don't see in this video anywhere? Kids. Could have sworn that kids go to see Star Wars. Could have sworn that, you know, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, they love Star Wars. Okay? You know who's going to see Star Wars instead? Influencers from Mr. Grizzy. Here you go, folks. We played this before. It's so cringeworthy. This is how Disney is inviting their influencers, the shills, if you will, to the Mandalorian premiere.
We're calling you to invite you to the premiere of The Mandalorian and Grogu.
No, say your line right now.
Yeah. All right, but it gets worse. It gets really, really, really worse. Here we go. The Picture Show says, don't miss the big screen adventure fans can't stop raving about. Experience Star Wars, The Mandalorian, Grogu, only in theaters May 22nd. This one, folks, is the mother load. This is, I mean, good luck on finding something more woke than this. And again, remember, the people who are marketing The Mandalorian Grogu, it's Kathleen Kennedy's marketing team. They haven't marketed a movie in 7 years. And they should not have marketed a movie for another 7 years and maybe seven more beyond that, because they're terrible at this. This is actually going to hurt the box office. And I'll explain why on the other side of this video. You got to see it, though. It's unbelievable.
Star Wars fans, you're not going to want to miss this in IMAX.
We just saw the preview for Mandalorian and Grogu. I have not been this excited in a long, long time.
It was incredible to see Star Wars back on the big screen.
There's no other way to watch it, no better way to see it.
It felt like being 11 in the theater with my dad.
And it also just reminds you why you fell in love with Star Wars in the first place.
You will be oohing and aahing at the action, at the duo, and most importantly, at Grogu.
And it just never stopped. Everything about it was so much fun.
It's truly a Star Wars movie for the next generation.
I can't wait to come back time and time again.
This is the way.
All right, Lucas, let me explain something to you. People don't want Star Wars for the next generation. People want Star Wars that was like Star Wars for all the generations up until you messed it up. You're completely... I'm going to go through, folks. I'm going to just put this on the screen caps of these people, and God bless them. They're all God's babies. And they're just put into a montage of people that this does not work whatsoever. Okay, we'll find every person who's in here, and you just see what you think. Okay, as we go through, what I want you to pay attention to. I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm not trying to be an ageist. What I am trying to do, though, is I recognize the demographic for Star Wars, for the merchandise, for the movies, and I can tell you that 12-year-old boys go watch Star Wars like crazy, and then they buy toys like crazy, and then they will be fans of Star Wars for decades to come. You know what I don't see in any of this? I don't see a single family, not a single family with their kids saying, Star Wars, oh, this was awesome. You know what I see? I see very odd Disney adults. I see cosplayers who, you know, I'm going to say these influencers again, God bless them. All right. They're God's babies. We all are. We want to be nice to everybody. But if we're going to be honest here, and we need to be honest here, because this is Star Wars and the box office is coming down, right? These are probably Z-tier influencers. And I can tell you that they're Z-tier influencers because they don't know how to handle themselves in front of a camera. Listen, I'm just randomly going through and clicking, and you can see where we stopped. Again, this person deserves to be treated kindly, but this is not how we present in front of a camera. We don't do crazy eyes. So these are people that Disney probably brought in and offered them all kinds of fun stuff. But these are not people, I believe, that have a huge amount of influence or know what they're doing. And the other sad thing, and see, we stop at another frame and it's still the same issue. The other problem is that that means, conversely, Disney may be having difficulty finding the typical shills to go do this. But when we do this and we don't recognize the demographic, right? This is the Kathleen Kennedy Lucasfilm demographic. That doesn't do anything for your box office. We've already seen what the Kathleen Kennedy demographic she wanted. We've already seen what they do at the box office, and that is you have to hibernate for 7 years. Okay? So these people are not going to come out. In fact, I'll dare say this. There aren't enough of these people. There aren't enough of these people to make it economically viable to do this. Who should be there? Families, dads, sons, daughters, grandpas, uncles, aunts. Yeah, mom, it was Mother's Day. Go see Star Wars. But the demographic, I promise you, is dudes. And it's dudes with kids. It's dudes with nephews. And this marketing that they've put out from Lucasfilm does not get it. They're playing from the playbook of Hillary Clinton, of Kamala Harris. That's what they're playing with. And I'm sorry, it's not going to work for Star Wars. And that's why when we go to Sean Robbins Box Office Pro, long range forecast has now been updated. And The Mandalorian and Grogu is now estimated for opening weekend. Okay, domestic opening weekend to make $90 to $100 million on Memorial Day weekend. In other words, according to Sean Robbins, the new Box Office Pro long range prediction is that this film at its top level, at its peak, is going to make 100. That's the best it can do. Every other possibility is less than $100 million. All right. So the problem is that we know that Star Wars tends to do a 1-to-1 international. That would mean a $200 million opening. And then we know that Star Wars does a 2.75x usually for the number of for the legs in the box office. And that means that right now, Box Office Pro is projecting that The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed for less than $500 million at the total worldwide box office. Okay? And it may be worse than that. It very well could be worse than that, because there are some out there predicting this movie's going to perform at a 2.25x. Now, you'll notice that 100 million or 90 to 100 million is a jump up from where we've been in the past. In the past, we were talking about this movie might make 70 to 85, I think, or 65 to 85. The problem is that the projected legs of the film, how good of a hold it's going to have at theaters, it has also dropped as the opening weekend has slightly risen. So we're not in a good place. I mean, this is really, really bad. This movie probably needs $600 million to break even. And it's really, really easy math. Whatever the budget they say it is, we believe they spent about $200 million on it. They may have spent $150, but the marketing here is going to be really, really, really expensive. So $200 million on marketing, at least. And when you combine those numbers together, $600 million is the most generous break-even we can give them. It's probably higher. And right now, they're going to come short of $500 million. And what you got to understand is, when we see the marketing like what we just showed you, when we see this kind of marketing, I start to throw out the box office, because I say to myself, okay, if this is the tone and the tenor of how they're going to market The Mandalorian and Grogu for the next 2-3 weeks, throw the estimates out. Just throw them out. And if Mark Hamill comes out and does something stupid again, people don't, you know, the normies don't know that Mark is not Star Wars. That he's Luke. He comes out and says something stupid again, throw the box office projections out. And this is the problem, because we're not throwing them out to go bigger, are we? We're throwing them out to go lower. Now, the defense is already being formed here. A $100 million opening for The Mandalorian Grogu would be the lowest for a Star Wars film since 2018's Solo, A Star Wars Story at $84.4 million, also a May release. Now, the problem with that is, I don't know if they're counting a 3-day or 4-day for Mando versus Star Wars versus Solo. I don't know how they're not very clear on that. But what I can tell you is, Mando got a 4-day. It's getting a 4-day, and Solo got a 3-day. And we're talking about inflation, right? Well, no, we're not. See, that's the problem. If you take into account inflation, that opening for Solo, A Star Wars Story is bigger than The Mandalorian Grogu's ceiling, the $100 million ceiling. So if Solo, A Star Wars Story came out today at 84.4, it'd be something like 105 because of the increase in the price of tickets, especially post-pandemic, right? 2018, pre-pandemic, you all know prices have gone insane. It's like 105 if it came out today and it sold the same number of tickets. So we are looking at that Solo, A Star Wars Story essentially sent Star Wars into hibernation. It was so bad they couldn't keep making movies. And The Mandalorian, the show that put Disney Plus on the map, is getting ready to come out on Memorial Day weekend and underperform Solo in ticket sales. Now, you're not going to hear that anymore, all right? Not because I won't tell you, but because the mainstream and Disney, they have no interest, zero interest in telling you about ticket sales, because it makes it actually look far, far worse. But this is the kind of marketing. This is the kind of marketing that is going to destroy the ceiling. If this is the kind of stuff they're going to play, I'll play it one more time. It's unbelievable.
Star Wars fans, you're not going to want to miss this in IMAX.
We just saw the preview for Mandalorian and Grogu. I have not been this excited in a long, long time.
It was incredible to see Star Wars back on the big screen.
There's no other way to watch it, no better way to see it.
It felt like being 11 in the theater with my dad.
And it also just reminds you why you fell in love with Star Wars in the first place.
Can I just say, one of the problems with this marketing is that not only does it focus on the wrong demographic, but I actually think that it's off-putting to the demographic that would go see this. Like, if I'm an athlete, okay, or if I'm a, let's say I'm a young attorney, right? I just passed the bar and I'm just getting started. I'm a Star Wars fan. I remember watching The Mandalorian as a kid, and I remember watching the sequel trilogy, and it was, well, but I still want to go for some reason, right? Okay, and I'm a young attorney, or I'm an athlete. I mean, successful people. And I'm not trying to say that these people on the screen are unsuccessful, but good Lord, if I'm that kind of person, maybe the majority of people out there, and I see this kind of a video with these kinds of people, I think this is not for me. This is not my franchise. These are not my peeps. This is something bizarre. This is something strange. This is something that people not like me do. All right. And I don't mean that in any other way than this feels categorically different than the crowd you would want if you're going to be in the mainstream and blow this movie up into the $1 billion range. This is not the way. This is not the way. So, folks, we'll leave it there for now. But you tell me what you think. Drop a comment down below. And how badly is Lucasfilm screwing this up? Disney, Bergman, you need to step in. You need to step in right now and get the Disney team on this ASAP and start making happy kids watching Mando, because that's who's going to drive this box office, if anybody's going to do it. But for now, folks, Mandalorian Grogu is heading for numbers lower in terms of ticket sales than Solo, A Star Wars Story, and that bodes very poorly, for Star Wars. Starfighter, if that goes badly, then the reset really is probably going to happen. They have to reset this, and they have to recognize that the people they put in their marketing are not the people who are interested whatsoever in this film. All right, click the like button, share this sucker out, let people know, hey, Pro says Mando's in trouble. And folks, until the next time, we have the honor, the privilege, and the responsibility of spending time together. Keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.